Good morning, historians from around the internet. Welcome back to the Old History Project here. Part of the Old History Social Media Project. Last week I told you I might have some good videos in store. One of them fell through. I'll go ahead and say what it was. In downtown Morristown, there's a giant warehouse, and I was going to try and do a walkthrough of it and go to the top of the roof. But the gentleman said he just really wasn't comfortable with that, which is understandable. So, and the other one, I'm going to give him a few weeks to think on it before I holler at him again. And then I thought about another video I could make. For those of you that are on Instagram or Facebook, I make those cool little walk around videos of stuff that I find. There's a cemetery up the road from me here I might go to. So, now that old news and old history's over, we'll go ahead and get on to the subject of today's podcast, the Battle of Kings Mountain. Well, there really isn't much to say other than that the American rebels, if you could call them that, completely wiped the floor with the British forces there. For those of you that might not know, this is considered by most historians to be the turning point in the American Civil War. There were no promise of pay, no proper military uniforms, no proper military training. These are just mountain men, frontiersmen that really just wanted to be left alone and quit being harassed by the Brits. It was only 1 hour and 5 minutes when the quote-unquote the American Whigs completely annihilated Colonel Patrick Ferguson's Royalist and Loyalist. So just to talk about it more formally, it happened on October 7th, 1780. Which was 240 years ago. Now this had been led up to, but in the days before, the Over Mountain Men had marched into Sullivan County, and they gathered there, and they would march up Kings Mountain, and there's a lot of stories about the march up Kings Mountain. But there's no way to cover all that in a short amount of time. They started to march off around the 1st of October, around the last of September. And when they got on top of Kings Mountain, the British had never fought in such an environment as wooded areas and the top of the mountains and all that terrain. Our guys, the frontiersmen there, they were used to it. That's what they hunted in. Some of them had been born into it. They were raised in it. So when they got on top of the mountain there, with two columns on each side of the mountain, led by Colonel Campbell and Sevier on the right, and Colonel Shelby and Colonel Cleveland on the left, Patrick Ferguson and his men apparently were taken by surprise by the boldness and rapidity of the Over Mountain Men's aggression. Now, Major Ferguson was killed at some point during the battle, and his his second in command, Abraham de Peyster, if you pronounce it that way, I'm sorry, almost immediately raised a flag. However, several minutes elapsed before the surrender could take effect, and the colonels regained control of their troops, and the guns fell silent. And the American victory was complete. In less than an hour's time, Ferguson and 119 of his men had been killed. 123 had been wounded and 664 captured. While the Americans had lost 28 killed and 62 wounded. Concerned that a British relief force might arrive soon, the Patriots departed with their prisoners early on October the 8th, along the march, retribution was demanded from some of the captured Loyalists. On October 14th, a quick trial was held on the property of the Biggerstaff family, and 30 Loyalists were condemned to death for the atrocities committed on previous occasions. 9 Loyalists were hanged, or the slaughter could be stopped by the other colonels. Over the next few days, the Patriot force would disband, and the Overmountain men once again crossed the Blue Ridge, headed home. Now, the victory at Kings Mountain had largely been considered a turning point in the Revolution, as Patrick Ferguson was one of the top colonels of that time, and General Cornwallis' army had also been demoralized by such a defeat. They would be forced to change their entire military strategy just because of this one loss. The Patriot spirit would be reinvigorated in the Carolinas, and the British Southern strategy had been dealt a serious blow. And then only just a year later, Cornwallis would surrender his army to Washington at Yorktown. Now, much more fighting lay ahead, but Kings Mountain was a serious turning point in the Revolutionary War conflict. There's a lot more we could talk about what happened and how this changed this, that, and the other. But this actually probably was the most important battle in the entire war. If it had not been, if it had not happened, then Major Ferguson might have marched right into, I guess you could say, the Watauga area, and man, they would have been hurting. So we'll just end the podcast right there. It's 7 minutes, probably a short one today. So hope everybody has a great weekend, and get y'all next Saturday.